Susanna Morgan was one of three panelists at the chamber luncheon. Morgan is the Food Bank of Alaska's executive director, a job she says brings her up against several myths about Anchorage's hungry.
Myth number one is that only a few Anchorage households struggle with from hunger. The statewide number is 90,000. In Anchorage, 41,200 folks on average go to a food pantry, a soup kitchen, or a shelter each year to ask for food.
Morgan explained that number includes people who may appear only once during the year, but the majority are those who seek food more than once. The most dominant myth is
that hungry folks are adults who need to get a job.
A 2010 survey showed that 35% of those needing food were under 18. 3% were over 65. That leaves 60% within the traditional adult working age parameters.
And of the primary income, 40% is a job, 14% is Social Security, 14% is unemployment, 13% is disability. So if you add those up, more than 3/4 of the folks who are hungry are working, want to work, too old to work, or disabled and can't work. The number of folks who are actually on welfare is just 3%.
Other myths, hunger and homelessness, are the same thing. No, hunger is 5 times more common than homelessness. Another misconception, most hungry adults are uneducated. Actually, only 22% dropped out of high school. At the same time, 3% of Anchorage's hungry completed a 4-year college degree or higher. Morgan's conclusion, hunger strikes at all levels. She cited the importance of individual financial contributions, volunteers, and food drive efforts. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como said free or reduced-cost school lunches and breakfasts are crucial to many students' ability to learn. The program is also a good indicator of family food shortages. This school term, 26% of Service High's 1,800 students qualify for free or reduced lunch fees. The vast majority are free lunches. At Wendler Middle School, it's 56% of 530 students. Clatt Elementary, 46%, and Airport Heights Elementary, 78%. Mountain View Elementary, 100%. Como looked at the district's current total of 48,500 students.
As of this September, and we're only halfway through the month, 16,154 students qualified for free lunches, and 2,802 students reduced lunch, or 39% of our student population.
She praised groups striving to provide those same students with meals during vacations, weekends, and even on teacher in-service days. The third panelist, Marty Howard, manager of the Southside Walmart, issued a challenge to the Chamber of Commerce's business members.
Business has a responsibility back to the community it serves. And we're asking you to do your part as business leaders. If we give them low cost or give them food, it will raise their quality of life. And that's what we would like to have here in Anchorage and in the state of Alaska.
Howard said in 2010, the 9 Walmarts and 3 Sam Clubs in the state gave nearly $900,000 in food, plus other grants and employee contributions to food distribution groups. Howard noted that other large stores, such as Costco and Fred Meyer's, were also active participants in the anti-hunger effort. Even so, he said, much more help is needed. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.